Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
All right, we'll begin with the Irish Times this morning, which has a lovely photograph of some students from Maynooth College, Ben Blackwell, Kyle Griffin, Daniel Jordan and Teddy Coughlin at the beach yesterday in Rush, out swimming. The water is still very cold, by the way. Irish water always cold, but particularly cold this time of year. But they were enjoying the weather yesterday. We'll be talking to Water Safety Ireland shortly about water safety over the bank holiday weekend. And we also have the news that Irish Water is introducing a hose pipe ban from next week in Mullingar, Milford and Kells Oldcastle. So it wouldn't be any sort of a heat wave without some sort of hose pipe ban. The main story on the front of the Irish Times is that some local authority staff are checking RIP.ie and listening to local radio death notices as part of efforts to ensure the correct people's names are removed from electoral registers after their deaths. Incredible in 2025 that this is going on. The Electoral Commission launched its first oversight report on the electoral register, which found that there are likely to be thousands of names on Ireland's electoral registers that should not be there. And some of those are dead. So to find out if they're dead or not, you have to listen to your local radio or go on to RIP.ie. It would seem just amazing. We don't have a better system at the moment. It definitely needs reform, and that's what the Electoral Commission is working on at the moment. The front of the Irish Independent says that Gardaí are trawling phone records in the hunt for the killer of missing Kerry farmer Michael Mike Gain. The Indo also reports today that detectives have identified a person of interest. And this person is not officially classified as a suspect, but they are a person of interest. They're in County Kerry at the moment, and they have cooperated with the Garda investigation. One line of inquiry being followed is that the body of Mike Gain may not be buried on his farmland, where all the searches have been. It means now, because they've reclassified it as a homicide investigation, they have greater powers. But the Indo says that one line of inquiry is that the body may not be on his extensive farmland. And of course, his wife hoping and appealing that Michael will come home. They just want Michael to come home. That's the front of the Indo. Shocking story on the front of the Irish Examiner. Make you ashamed to be Irish reading this story. Gardaí had to push people back and increase the cordon around first responders as dozens of onlookers gathered to film some live streaming while a man drowned in Cork city centre. You'd really worry about society here. And there's also a report in the Examiner that there's no sign that onlookers attempted to throw life buoys, presumably because they're too busy filming with their hands to throw life buoys in. It's frightening. A senior fire officer has pleaded with people not to publish or share the distressing video footage taken as the tragedy unfolded. Well, obviously, they shouldn't record it in the first place, but if they've live streamed it, the footage is already out there. The man was clearly in difficulty in the water, but we saw no signs of life buoys when we arrived at the scene minutes after the alarm was raised, said second officer with Cork City Fire Brigade Victor Shine. So there's no life buoys in the water, plenty of people around, which means no one tried to save him. No one tried to throw in the life buoys, too busy filming. And Gardaí had to stop people encroaching on the rescue, and they had to extend the cordon so that first responders could try and save this man's life. It's a frightening story. Read more about that on the front of the Examiner. The Irish Sun: did you kill Tina? Says reporter Paul Byrne. Richard Satchwell: never. I'd never lay a finger on her. Richard Satchwell denied killing wife Tina in a TV interview played at his murder trial yesterday. And this was footage from TV3 where the reporter Paul Byrne asked if he killed Tina Satchwell. And that's what Mr. Satchwell said. Never, I'd never lay a finger on her. The Irish Daily Mirror: I felt like an alien after I went on RTE. This is Richard Satchwell, who says he felt like an alien after an appearance on Crime Call, a murder trial was told yesterday. The jury listened to multiple media interviews from the 2 years after his wife Tina disappeared, and they played one clip from Red FM And Richard said, I was like an alien. I'd walk into a shop and everybody would stand still. The Irish Daily Mail continuing its coverage of RTE, and apparently boss Kevin Backhurst only found out about a 3.6 million euro write-down on a failed IT system when the media minister wrote to organisations requesting details on projects costing more than half a million euro. Patrick O'Donovan, who's the media minister, says RTE had ample opportunity to flag the write-down with the government and that he was disappointed that it had not done so. Inside the papers then, there's a warning about bouncing castles for parents. And parents in the Indo, this story is by Amy Malloy, parents are being urged to hire bouncy castles only from companies that are insured and safety certified ahead of Holy Communion season. Because obviously you can't make a communion without bouncing on a bouncing castle. Gerry Frawley of the Irish Inflatable Hirers Association or Federation has warned that rogue operators who are unregulated are using unsafe inflatables, which may increase the risk of injury to children. So this is, it's hard enough to get a bouncy castle this time of year, but you do have to look and find a regulated operator for this. He says, would you ever get into a taxi, an elevator or an aeroplane that had never been tested or maintained? Of course you wouldn't. So why would you put your children in a bouncy castle that hasn't been either? Staying with parenting in the Mail, this is quite a concerning story. 3/4 of parents allow their children to have mobile phones at the table when they sit down for dinner. More than half of children actively scroll on their devices while they're eating, and 6 out of 10 prefer watching TV or looking at their phone to having a conversation at mealtimes. And of course, if you surveyed the parents, the reason they're allowing children to have mobile phones at the table is probably because the parents have the phones at the table as well. This is new research from a study of 2,000 families, and it's published this week. And as many as 1/4 of parents say they do not talk to their children at all during dinner because they're all too busy on TikTok or Instagram. Households are turning to own brand grocery products and shopping in discount stores to cope with price rises. This is in the Indo. New research shows shoppers are also fighting high prices by avoiding online shopping. More than half of consumers say price is a significant factor when it came to deciding what to put in their shopping trolley. I'd love to know the other half who don't look at the price when they're putting stuff in their trolley. But this is new research from EY, a big report in the Indo on that. Two final stories for you. The Mirror: Irish people are more likely to have been to Asia than Leitrim. 1/4 of people have been to Asia, but only 18% have been to Leitrim. The study was carried out by Airbnb. More people have gone to Africa than have gone to Monaghan, and some 76% say they've never been to Westmeath. 3 in 4 Irish holidaymakers go abroad at least once a year, and 39% have crossed the Atlantic to North America. Final story from the Telegraph. We're gearing up for conclave next week, but there's one cardinal, and we don't know if he'll be doing conclave or not because he doesn't know when he was born. There's confusion over whether, I'm not going to pronounce his name, over whether this African cardinal was born on the 24th of January 1945, which would make him 80, or on December 31st of that year, which would make him 79. And why this is important is because you can only go to conclave if you are under 80. So they need to find out when exactly he was born, or has he become a year younger so that he can do conclave. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.